This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
ما اگر توانستیم در همین شرایط برنامه‌ریزی‌های بنیادی را انجام بدیم انسجام.
If we can organize our troops and reach a deep solidarity in our movement against the
ما زندگی شهیدان رو، سبک زندگی شهیدان رو برای جوانهامون، برای نسلهای رو به آیندهمون تصویر کنیم، ترسیم کنیم، نشان بدیم.
We must present the lives and lifestyles of our martyrs to our youths and the coming generations so that they might understand what happened to them.
Today's story, The Life and Character of Shahid
Yusuf Kulah Duz.
Dear listeners, one of the greatest martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense is Yusuf Kulah Duz. He was born on December 22, 1946, in the city of Quchan. His religious parents named him Yusuf and spared no effort to educate their children such that his education and intelligence throughout his education always attracted the attention of the teachers and officials of the schools where this martyr was studying. Upon entering high school, he was able to increase his scientific awareness, including his religious knowledge. By studying religious books, he became more familiar with the illuminating precepts of Islam. These studies, along with the help of his friends, helped to establish a library in his high school and bring together young people interested in studying. Although at that time the Shah's regime was practically trying to cripple the Islamic culture, Yusuf was trying to spread Islam's rich culture in the living environment as much as possible. He therefore proposed the holding of congregational prayer at high school, which was well received by others. Shahid Kulah Duz did not content himself with studying, but tried to impart his knowledge and good traits to others as well. At a young age, he taught self-sacrifice and selflessness to others in practice, and his behavior and conduct set a role model for everyone. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about remembering the martyrs.
ما زندگی شهیدان رو، سبک زندگی شهیدان رو برای جوانهامون، برای نسلهای رو به آیندهمون تصویر کنیم، ترسیم کنیم، نشان بدیم.
We must present the lives and lifestyles of our martyrs to our youths and the coming generations so that they might understand what happened to them. The sacred defense of Iran was not something small or unimportant. After so many years, we still cannot explain different dimensions of this war to our audience. That war was in fact an international war against Islam, against Islamic authority, and the late Imam Khomeini. Saddam was only a puppet in the hands of the superpowers of that time, that helped him militarily, financially, and strategically. Those hegemonic powers did their best to support Saddam and to strengthen him against Iran when needed. This is how we confronted the enemy in the battlefields. But who were those who could save our country during such international war? There were young, faithful commanders and soldiers who could stand against the enemy and become victorious. Therefore, the behaviors and lifestyles of our young martyrs must be presented to today's generation and audience.
برای مخاطبین امروز روشن بشه.
As you know, dear listeners, we are very much indebted to the martyrs of Islam, as it was they who preserved Islam until today. One of these great martyrs is Shahid Yusuf Kulahduz. After finishing high school, although the army at that time was not a suitable place for religious people, he entered the officers' academy. He did this for specific purposes, and although he made himself appear as someone who advocates the regime, in practice, he engaged in promoting Islamic values and principles. Shahid Kulahduz would link those with religious backgrounds to the Islamic and militant associations, the followers of Imam Khomeini's line of thought, so that he could expand his struggles and inflict major blows on the regime of that day. He spared no effort in this way and would establish connections with anyone who wrote and took steps in the way of promoting Islam. Dr. Ayat and Shahid Hujjatul Islam Muhammad Muntaziri were among those he had close connections with. And now, this is the voice of Shahid Yusuf Kulahduz.
ما اگر توانستیم در همین شرایط برنامه‌ریزی‌های بنیادی را انجام بدیم،
If we can organize our troops and reach a deep solidarity in our movement against the camp of enemy, then the base of our struggles are strengthened, and it is then that we can claim we are on the path of establishing the authority of divine justice on earth. Then we are included among those whom Allah promised the rightful vicegerency on earth.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, to the program, The Teacher. Although the career of Shahid Yusuf Kulahduz, one of the martyrs of Islam, was that he could have a relatively prosperous life, his attention to others and faith in God prevented him from doing so, often giving away his monthly salary as charity in the way of Allah. His attention to the Quran and divine commandments made the spies of the Pahlavi regime suspicious of him. They would pursue him, though he deceived them with all sorts of subtle tricks. The cleverness and competence of Shahid Kulahduz not only dispelled the suspicion of the Shah's intelligence service, but also led to the optimism and suggestion of his transfer to the Imperial Guard. With every step that he would take, he would assess things from every aspect and try to find the source of problems by getting to the root of them, to the point where he was asked, "Why don't you kill the Shah, given your situation?" He answered, "There must be an order. One should not willfully do something and act rashly. I receive orders from Imam Khomeini." Ultimately, this fine man was martyred in a plane crash in Kahrizak, a region near Tehran. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. And now, Sister Zainab talks about the importance of sacred defense of Iran.
As I walk through the palm groves, I hear the wind that blows and whispers the epic of the red moments of martyrdom in the ears of the trees. I in my dreams recall your last flight. I listen to the silent palm groves. O great one, O dear martyr, look at how we have been crumpled into ourselves. Speak to us of the vastness of the distant horizons and of the sound of love, so that we may ponder on the elevated peaks of freedom. Our belief is in your heavenly eyes. Our belief is in your heavenly eyes, which sprinkle the streets of the city with the rays of the sun. You are the hero that cries out the most poetic words on countless nights, crying on the shoulders of the moon. You are not here, but it is yours that the city breathes your memory, and your name spells out the signs of our roads and streets, letter by letter. We have found the power of our days in following the footsteps of resistance. We stand proudly and whisper your message to the offspring of our homeland. May we be able to continue your legacy, which is the legacy of the great men of God.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Yusuf Kulah Duz. You could visit our website, which is parstoday.com, and if you click on the link Call of Islam on the top right corner of the page, you can listen to the programs of this radio station. And if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.